Governor Doyle took his latest veto message to farmsteads across the state. His first stop was at the Bob Whipperfirth family farm outside Madison.
I'm pleased that the governor is here today to announce his vetoes to prevent tax hikes and help Wisconsin family farmers.
The legislature's Republican-held budget writing committee had eliminated the Farmland Preservation Program, saving $23 million in income tax credits to farmers. Governor Doyle says his veto pen will restore the money.
After months of talking tough on taxes, they slipped in a $23 million income tax increase on farmers. Not only would the Republican budget result in a tax increase that would hurt farmers and send ripple effects through our state economy, but it would set back our environmental conservation efforts.
As part of the eligibility, the Farmland Preservation Program requires farmers to have a soil conservation plan. The governor says three-quarters of the 20,000 farmers who receive the income tax credits have household incomes under $25,000. Farmers and farm groups applaud the veto. Richard Keller represents the Wisconsin Farmers Union. He says the Farmland Preservation Program helps the poorest farmers.
Oh, I think it's helping especially the elderly people who are still trying to hang on to that family farm with 40 or 50 cows. And without tax credits, they would be hopelessly lost.
The Joint Finance Committee author of the plan to eliminate the program defends the cut. Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorf is a dairy farmer from River Falls.
The use value assessment has had a much greater impact on the tax implications for farmers than farmland preservation ever has. And that is what really has helped farmers in our state be able to, I think, help their bottom line. You know, the Farmland Preservation Program's primary focus was not tax relief, it was to preserve farmland. And we have seen, I know I've seen it in my district, where people, if they want to develop farmland, even if it's in the program, they simply buy it out and pay the penalty.
The governor says he will sign into law another component of the legislature's budget concerning farmers and taxes. That's the reduced property assessment for agricultural woodlands and wetlands. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.